The Alaska Supreme Court today upheld a lower court's ruling that a private air service violated campaign finance laws when it offered flights to two Lake and Peninsula Borough Assembly candidates in September of 2010. KDLG's Hannah Colton has more.
In 2011, the Alaska Public Offices Commission filed a complaint against Bush Planes LLC, the non-commercial air service owned by the multimillionaire anti-Pebble financier Bob Gillum. APOC said Gillum's firm made illegal corporate contributions when it offered airplane rides to assembly candidates Nana Kalmakoff and Michelle Ravenmoon without charging them commercial fares. The candidates were invited to join in the September flights by former state legislator George Jacko, who Gillum had hired to be his, quote, eyes and ears in Bristol Bay. Jacko traveled through the Lake and Peninsula Borough on Bush Planes aircraft to advocate against the Pebble Mine. The air service argued that Kalmakoff and Ravenmoon were simply hitching a ride on the previously scheduled flights and that the candidates had paid their share of fuel costs. But APOC fined Bush Planes $25,500 plus an additional $30,000 in investigation and lawyers' fees. Gillum's firm appealed APOC's decision to a superior court, which upheld the decision and the penalty. In its ruling Wednesday, the Alaska Supreme Court affirmed the lower court's and APOC's decisions, saying that Bush Planes did violate state campaign finance laws. The court also ruled that the amount of the fine imposed by APOC was not unconstitutionally excessive. This wasn't Gillum's first run-in with APOC. In the spring of 2010, Gillum agreed to pay the commission $100,000 in a settlement related to a ballot measure and alleged violations in a years-long advertising campaign against Pebble. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.